So again, I'll introduce it briefly. I'm Stephen Oliver. We're doing a small group call for our Inner Circle Peak performers, and we have a smattering of Maximum Impact members as well, I believe, on the call. The subject matter today is how to close 65 to 75% of Groupon leads. Our focus is more going to be on family and kids programs as opposed to, or I guess adult programs the same way as opposed to, say, cardio kickboxing. But we've been working with GoToKarate.com with Master Tracy Thomas and his staff, and we have a lot of schools that have been having tremendous results for a high volume of intro flow. An awful lot of them are struggling to get the conversion rates that we know are possible. So, Senior Master Moody, with no more ado, let me turn it over to you, and I'm going to bow out of most of the call, if that's okay with you. We are recording the call. And again, for anybody to ask questions, just hit star 6 and you'll be unmuted. So the gauntlet is turned over to you, Master Moody. Hopefully you are in fact unmuted. Okay, I guess I had that.
I guess I muted you as well.
Yeah, I think everybody hear me now. Yeah, behind the scenes reference, Master Moody, I can hear you fine, is when you're going to facilitate, sometimes it's useful to call in on the facilitator or host ID number.
And, okay, and, I thought I did.
That had, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought that it would have muted the host, but maybe that is what happened. But anyway, okay. And just a reminder, anyone who wants to ask any questions, and we want everybody to ask as many questions as possible. I'm not sure what your hard deadline is, Master Moody, but just hit star 6 and you'll be on a live line here. So again, you're live, so off to you, Master Moody.
Okay. All right, everybody. So one of the things that's really important about this before we get too focused on Groupon is that really the issue is whether or not we're doing 80% or better closing everybody, you know, and we should be able to handle any kind of walk-in that comes in or any kind of advertisements that's out there. And so if you're not closing 80% or better right now in your whatever your first sale is for your program, then that's a problem we need to fix separately. So we can close 60-70% of Groupon. Typically, we close 80-90% of walk-ins or regular members that walk in off of other different types of marketing. So it's a little bit worse. But the advantage of the Groupon is that even that statistic is for the people that we enroll the first day. But the Groupon's, the nice thing is they stay with us. If somebody walks in on a 4-week for $49 coupon or some other offer, typically those people don't stay if they don't enroll the first couple days, maybe they don't even show up. Whereas the Groupon people, we have opportunities to enroll later. So there's really two parts of that, and the statistics are really even better than what we've mentioned in the call before. Instead of getting 60-70%, that's just what we get the first day. We should have another chunk of them that enroll later, and we can follow up exactly on that as well. Okay. Number one thing in terms of getting an 80% close rate in general that you have to have before you can do the Groupon sale is making sure that your down payment is high enough. So a lot of people that we've talked to have had really low down payments. Our down payment's about $400. And I know some people have down payments as high as $500. And that allows us to give them a discount when they enroll the first day when they come in. Now, has anybody got any questions about that specifically or how they do the conversion on the down payment and explain the pricing? I just want to kind of stop every so often and see if anybody's got any specific things. Okay. All right. So please interrupt if you have something. So there's a couple reasons why, getting back to Groupon specifically, that Groupon is a little bit different and what may cause us to have a worse conversion rate. The first thing is that they've already paid for something. Normally when we do an advertisement, they have got a coupon or they get a pass from us or they get some kind of contact with us at a birthday party and they're coming in for some other reason, but they haven't really paid for a program yet. This is one of the only times they've already paid online for a program. And so when they walk in, there's an implication that they've already done what they're supposed to do. So when we do a conversion, it has to be a much, much better deal than what it would be if they just walked in off the street. The nice thing for us is that it doesn't cost us much when they come in, so it's okay to give them a discount. So, for example, if we have a $400 down payment, normally, under normal circumstances, if they had a pass or just walked in, we'd give them $300 off. They'd be $100 to get started. With the Groupons, they've already paid the $30. So instead of taking, you know, some other conversion, they've already paid for a certain amount of program. We just give them the entire $400 discount off the initial sale. So now you've already, the way it works is you've already paid your free Groupon, and that gives you 2 months, and it costs you $30. Because you've already paid that, you don't have to pay anything to get started, and you save $400, and we'll cross off the $400 on our financial sheet and then write it off to the side that they save, and we write in big letters, and it's really important to do this, is write save, $400.00, like circle it, make it a big deal, and then we say, and it's just $187 to get started, and that's what we charge per month. So because they're saving $400 and the Groupon was worth, let's say, $300, then this is a better deal for them than what the Groupon has been before. So that's the basic conversion. What problems, maybe it'd be, I can go in detail about what we do next, or let me stop here and see if there's anything people have got questions about right so far.
Okay. Hello, this is Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I was gonna ask you, what are you giving for the registration, like when they sign up? Is there anything that comes with it, a uniform, boxing gloves, or how does that, what are you giving them in return?
Okay, that's a great question, and it's really relevant for what we're doing for that $400. So a lot of times people worry about, well, what's the $400 for, or what's the initial installment or down payment or whatever you want to call it. So what we answer there, we do give them some stuff, so there's two answers to that. We do give them some stuff when they leave, and that's because we want them to leave not just with a pink slip of paper that says how they're going to make their payments, but we want them to leave with, let's say, a uniform or gear. In our case, in Taekwondo, we're giving them a uniform. We're giving them a DVD on the training that's coming up. We're giving a curriculum book that tells them exactly what they're going to be learning. We're giving them patches that they get to go on their uniform. So they get a bunch of stuff, and they get kind of a package full of things when they leave. But what we want to do is make sure, and I'd encourage everybody to do this, is disconnect in your mind the down payment from that package of stuff. So when somebody asks what's that initial installment for, what's that down payment for, we say, well, the initial installment is just the first payment if you get started in your program. If you'd like to pay more, your monthly payments would be less. And that prevents us from trying to negotiate or value what that first pile of stuff is. Maybe they already have a uniform, and maybe they already have some stuff, or maybe they don't want one of those items and they want to try to mess around and negotiate with it. We don't have to validate that the package of stuff we give them is worth more than what they pay, even though it would be in most cases. We just simply say, it's the first installment of your program. If you'd like to put more down, then your monthly payments would be less. The other advantage to that is they understand that they're enrolling in a program. They're not just paying month to month. Does that make sense?
Got it. Yeah. So about what is your cost on what you're giving? Are you trying to, is there a percentage you're trying to do? Say you're the, so let's just make easy math, say the tuition is $100. Are you trying to put it about 25% of that, 50%? 10% of that? Is there a formula to that?
No, there's not really a formula. I want to give them enough stuff so that when they leave, they feel like they got a lot of value. It doesn't necessarily have to cost me 50%. I think everything I just told you probably adds up to about $30. and we're going to get, in most cases, we're going to get the down payment of, in normal cases, not in the Groupon example I gave you, normally we'll get $100 for the initial, and we'll get the first month, which is $187, so I'm giving $287 up front. Our ATA, my ATA colleagues also, we have an ATA membership that you pay for. So the total cost there might end up being about $60, $70. But the cost of those actuals, the book and the DVD and the uniform, I think it's about $20, $25. We don't worry too much about that. I want to make sure it's a significant enough package that when they leave, they're going to be excited about it. And even if I get a higher dollar amount, so that let's say I'm only getting $100 down and I end up spending $50, I don't worry about that because our retention rate's good. You know? So let's get back to that. One of the things that's relevant to what you just said is that if they don't want to enroll, how do we do a risk reversal? So we'll come back to that. But what we do is we give them an option out of the program in the first 30 days, and our cancel rates are usually under 5%. In fact, I just talked to somebody today that they're not going to be on the call today, and their cancel rates in the first 4 months, they had one person cancel out of like 70 people. We've had maybe one Groupon. We just had our first Groupon cancel out of, I don't know, 70, 80 Groupons that have come through in the last three or four months. And one person canceled. So our cancel rates are really low. If the cancel rates are low, then we know they're paying for the whole term of the program. So don't worry too much. That was a long answer to the question.
Okay. Can you, so that was awesome. Can you, just so I'm clear, can you go through the, well, when am I paying for $500 down? What was your response to that?
Well, most of the time they're not paying $500 down. So just to be clear for everybody on the call, one of the big errors that we see is that the down payment's too low. So the down payment, let's say, was $100 down, then we got to make sure it's high enough. So let's say I have a $500 down payment, then I give them a box of stuff that's maybe worth a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
I would say, now you do have your Groupon that you just paid for, and you pay $30 for that, let you come into 15 classes. What I'd like to do today is apply that towards the basic program. So instead of paying $500 to get started, you've already paid the $30, so you're going to end up saving, and we write save, $500 and circle it and make a big deal out of it on the paper that we're showing them. And so it's just $187 to get started today for the first month. Okay. So then to follow up with your question is, they ask about, well, what's that other stuff for? Well, they didn't even pay that. They're getting all that stuff anyway, so usually they won't ask about it. But if they do ask about it, then we say, you know, at this point with the Groupon, that's not relevant. If they were going to, if they came in on a different offer, for example, the one I mentioned before where they came in on, let's say, a 30-day free pass or a two-week free pass or any kind of free pass, the $500 would get converted to a certain amount of savings. Let's say they're going to save $300. So it's normally $500 to get started and $187 a month, but you have your 30-day free pass. So what I'd like to do today is trade that towards the basic program. So instead of paying $500 down, you're going to save $300 and just pay $200. I'll write $200 underneath the $500 and cross off the $500, and I'll write on the side, save, S-A-V-E, dollar sign, you know, $300.00, and circle it. So at that point, they may ask, well, what am I paying the $200 for? Because now they are paying something down. And then we simply say, well, that's just your first installment. If you'd like to pay more, then your monthly payments would go down.
Got it.
Okay. So that's how we answered. It's important for everybody in the call, too. The same exact response for upgrades as well. You know, if your upgrade down payment is $500 or $700 down, maybe you're giving them a bunch of stuff. They ask, well, what's that for? Instead of getting into an argument about it, you just say, this is just your first installment. If you want to pay more, your monthly payments would be less. But usually then they don't want to pay more, and we don't offer that they pay less. So that just answers the question without a lot of back and forth.
Got it.
Okay. So the next step is to converting the Groupons, or converting, really, again, as I said before, this applies to everybody, is making sure you have a good conversion offer, which in the example we just gave was our down payment's $500 and the we just convert the saving $500 and then they pay the monthly fee. If your down payment's too low, then let's say your down payment was only $150. Now you could say, well, you have your Groupon and I'm going to apply that towards your down payment. All they're saving is $150. Well, the Groupon was a $400 value or a $300 value, so it's not a very good deal. They'd be better off taking the Groupon. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody. And a lot of people have been having trouble converting because they're trying to get them to sign up, but they haven't really given them a better deal than the Groupon. The other thing that you can offer is stuff. So in my example there, they got the uniform, the DVD, the curriculum book, and some other stuff. Hi, in your case, you guys might be signing them up to kickboxing or to MMA. Maybe they need bag gloves. Maybe they need some essential equipment. If they get that with the basic program or your first program, but they have to pay extra for that if they do the Groupon, then you have to consider making sure that that is really highlighted. One of the things that I just mentioned, too, that everybody should have on their notes is when we offer the financial, when we show them the financials, what we do is we always have as little as possible on the sheet of paper. So on the sheet of paper you show them financials with, they won't have their down payment, their monthly payment, their pay in full amount, their discount, their testing fees, their all kinds of other stuff and a million things on their paper. What's simply on the pay, on the, and maybe that's something we can send out, some examples of that, Master Oliver, if we have our notes for after the meeting. What's simply on the paper is $300 or $500 initial installment, $187 a month, and then the list of the stuff they get. They get the uniform, they get the DVD, the curriculum book, and the patches, or whatever they get. And then we have enough white space on this paper to write the savings. And what we've seen a lot of lately is people with their financial sheets, and they'll be really, really complicated. And they'll show all these different options, and they'll show, you know, how much if they pay in full, how much if they pay this way and that way. And generally, that's going to lower your conversion rate because it ends up being very complicated. People that come in, they've never done martial arts before usually, and they don't know what they're paying for, and they need a slow explanation. So whenever we're presenting anything to the civilians that walk in off the street and don't know us, we have to try to explain things in very small steps at a time. So if you don't have a piece of paper that is very simple that you're explaining your pricing with, then that's something that you may need to revise. And I know we've talked to a lot of people about revising them, but that's something on your next one-on-one call we can look at in more detail and make sure it makes some sense. Any questions so far?
Yes, Senior Master Moody.
Yes.
This is Master Bison in Wichita.
Great, glad you made it. Sorry about the confusion in our schedule time.
No problem. We're using the sheet. We're putting the savings on it. We're doing the intro with the student, whether it be a Groupon or an intro. One thing that we're not doing, and I don't know if you have an idea of how much of a difference it's making for us, is we're not, you know, we're talking about, oh, yeah, it covers your ACA registration, it covers your, you know, uniform, but we're not, we don't have it physically right in the room, and the patches, and the book, and the DVD. Is that making a big difference in people not converting? Because I get a lot of people that go, yeah, well, I know it's a lot of money we're saving, but, you know, we're just going to go back and think about it. We already got the Groupon,
yeah.
We're just going to think about it. I mean,
well, you asked two really good questions. One is, does the stuff that you offer or that you're going to give them, does that being in the room or in proximity matter? That's question number one. The other question is, sometimes they say, we gotta go think about it. Okay? So the second might be a result of not having the first. I would say that all the stuff that you have on the list should be in proximity in the room. If you can't stock it well enough, I mean, at least have a copy of those things hanging up on the wall. But we want to give them, we want to physically have that material ready for them. In fact, I can give you an example today. I was trying to figure out one of the schools here. We did our staff meeting today, and one of the schools didn't have a very good conversion rate. And we went through the steps that they're supposed to do, and the other guys had a good conversion rate. And sure enough, the package of stuff that we had, they looked at us and they looked at me and went, well, yeah, we don't have that in stock. We just give it to them afterwards. Like, what? You know, and so we, you know, that was a big, the only difference between these two people was one gave them the stuff at that moment and had it physically there to show it to them, and the other one didn't. And that should add value. And we actually explain that stuff when we do the features and benefits prior to giving them money. So when we're explaining the benefits of the program, and let's say they're going to get a, in our case, we give them a curriculum book that has all the curriculum in it and everything that they're going to do. When we get to that part in the benefits explanation, we show them that, and we show them how they're going to use it. And we kind of put it next to them as if they're taking it. So now they've accepted this, and and they expect to get it. And then if they don't join the program, they don't get it. So this is one of the benefits. So we're adding value to the stuff that we're going to give them. And same thing that Hi asked for or mentioned before. If you're going to give them bag gloves and you know, a T-shirt and whatever else, having that stuff sitting right next to them and showing them and even making sure that it's the right size for them, take the time to do that. So now there's sort of an investment, and they've moved further down the path of being a student. And that's for everybody. When you do, we're not covering features and benefits, but the prior stuff that happens to this in the sales process is just as important as what we're covering today, is making sure that the features and benefits, that they really understand what the benefits are. Take the time to make sure that each piece that you're giving them is clear to them. And the biggest error that we have is that we understand this stuff really well. And so when we explain it to somebody, we do it really fast and we think they get it. And most of the time they don't, because it's brand new for them. You know, and that's the biggest part. Now let's skip ahead a little bit to what you do if they say they don't want to join. Okay?
That's Rudy?
Yeah.
Just a quick question before you move to that. So on the Groupon page, it says the value is $533 for the 16th class. So how do you justify, or how do you make it just not look ridiculous to put up the initial down payment to cover that, to make it an even better deal to enroll now?
Well, most of the time, this is a good question. So if your down payment isn't more than what the value of the Groupon is, that's your question. How do you make it like twice as good as the value of the Groupon, right?
Yeah.
So most of the people don't ignore the actual face value of the Groupon. Let me say that again. Most people do ignore the face value of the Groupon. So whichever way you're doing your sales normally, we haven't found that was a big problem. Because we actually upped our down payment, as I mentioned before, it's $400 now. We had it at $300, and we just said, why are we doing that? We moved it up. When we were first getting Groupons, like mid-last year, and we were at the lower rate, the conversion rates didn't seem to matter. Because we were getting them this whole $300 off, now we're doing $400. And I really recommend there's no reason not to go to $500, like Master Oliver's been suggesting to most of you. That if they're saving that whole big chunk of money, that's enough of a deal. Because they've already paid the $30, they've kind of lost the value proposition. We're just trying to make sure that they get another really good deal. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
But now to fully answer your question, somebody might say, well, but the Groupon says $500. And most of the Groupons I've seen that we've done, and the Go-To Karate ones, unless they've changed it, I haven't looked lately at mine, but I think it's $324 savings.
There's two. One is a $20 for 10 class pass and uniforms, $324 value. Most of the ones we're getting is $30 for a 16 class pass, uniforms, pass, and graduation belt, $533 value.
Okay, but that's okay. I really honestly don't think that's going to make a big difference. If you were concerned about that, you could give them an extra month for free, or an extra 2 months for free, and divide that out. Now, we tried that. It didn't seem to improve our close rate. So what we tried for a while, just so you guys can experiment with this if you want, We gave them that same discount, so they got the whole $400 off. We wrote, save $400. Okay, that was option one. We tested it with, they did that, plus they got 2 months for free. And we didn't find that the 2 months for free improved the closing rate. Now, let me tell you how we did the 2 months for free. Our normal program is 187. Our basic is 187 for 12 months. So instead of paying 187, they paid 156. It was still a reasonable amount. But if your basic program right now was, $99 or $100, and it was only for 6 months, now if you give them 2 months for free, now instead of getting $100, you're only getting, $67. So it's much cheaper. In our case, we could offer them extra 2 months because our prices were high enough.
I see.
You know, it's something that Master Oliver and I have been talking about a lot to a lot of people is generally our prices are too low, and we want to escalate them as you feel comfortable. You know, we don't want you all to go to $1,000 a month or anything. But one of the reasons that it helps if the prices are higher is you have a little more flexibility if you have a special offer like this. But I don't think that's going to make a big difference in your closing rates if you gave them an extra month off. If you did, then they'd have another, they'd save their $400 plus they'd save whatever your monthly fee is, and that would be more than the Groupon deal. But they're not too fixated on that. What they're fixated on is getting a good deal, and you got to make it sound better. I would certainly say if everything was perfect that we covered, let's cover some other things here too and come back to that if you need to. But if you were doing everything else perfect and your close rates were low, like under 50%, then I would consider maybe giving them another month off. Does that make sense? Hopefully that makes sense to everybody. But let's talk about some of the other things that we should be doing along the sales process as well. And again, this applies to the Groupon offer, but any other sales offer that you have. So the next thing, of course, we have to ask for the enrollment and make sure that I hate to add this one for everybody. Another problem that we've had is when people are asking for the enrollment, they don't just ask for the money and shut up. So if you want to put that on your list, you know, when you ask for, we ask for, how would you like to take care of these 187? And then we shut up. And then we won't say a word until they answer. Okay, so, just for completeness, put that on your list to shut up after they say it. And we use the phrase, shut up before you say something stupid. Because the only thing that can happen after that is going to be negative. Okay, so now, what kind of answers are you getting once you're asking them for the money? And let's cover how to handle that. So somebody give me some objections you're getting.
So if I talk to Mom, and this is Carol Middleton. Hi, Craig.
Okay. Hey.
Hi. If I talk to Mom, and even though I said I really needed both Mom and Dad there, sometimes it just happens. They just didn't think that was important, and so only Mom comes. And then she sees it's not practically free, so she says, well, I'll go home and talk about this with my husband.
Okay. So the talk to spouse objection. So let's cover the three main objections. You've got talk to spouse, you've got the time or commitment objection. So, you know, it's too long for my kid, or my kid's too young, or I can't make it in for class. And then you've got maybe they really are having a financial issue. Financial issues don't happen as much as the other two. So even though they may complain about money, the biggest issues are, well, I got to talk to my spouse for the other one. So let me discuss the objections for those situations. First of all, hopefully everybody's pretty good at some of the basic ways to answer that. Like, you know, I understand how you feel, please feel. Some of our best students felt that way when they first got started. And you know what they found? That this is the best thing they've ever done for their kid. So that's something probably to write down, that in any case, they object. I understand how you feel, so they feel comfortable. Some of our best students felt that way when they first got started. And what they found was that this is the best thing they ever did for their kid. Or if it's an adult, what they found was the best thing they ever had done for them, and for their fitness level, or whatever the criteria that you're going to have. So that's the first part of it. We want to make sure they understand. So that's the first part of your answer, Carol. The second part is there's two main different objections. One is, and then money, but let's use the first two. One is they want a delay, which is what you just got. You talk to spouse or delay. The Groupon is kind of a delay, too. I just want to use my Groupon. So for guys on the call, I'm sure with the Groupon you're getting the answer, yeah, that sounds great. I want to save the money. Let me just use the Groupon. Okay, so that's a common objection there. For the objection on delay, I mean, you delay, talk to spouse, I got to go home and think about it, I want to use the Groupon first, we always give them a money-back guarantee. So it sounds like this. If you don't think this is the best thing you've ever done for your kids, just let us know and we'll refund your money, no questions asked. So you have 30 days to try the program out, and let me restate it like the whole way if somebody wants to take notes. To make sure you feel comfortable, we'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. That way, if in the first month you don't think this is the best thing you've ever done for your kids, just let us know and we'll refund your money, no questions asked. Let's get Johnny started and save the money.
Good.
Okay, so that's the one we're using now. If you want to be a little more aggressive, so we'll give you a couple options here. We're using that and getting the close rate I just mentioned. If you want to be a little more aggressive, if you're having trouble with the closings of Groupon, I would recommend this one. To make sure you feel comfortable, we'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. That way, in the first month, if you don't think this is the best thing you've ever done for your kid, just let us know and we'll refund your money and we'll give you the $30 back that you paid for Groupon. Let's get Johnny started and save the money. So we tried that one. It didn't seem to change our close rates. We were still at 60-70%, so depending on which school. So we just got rid of the $30 because it's a little bit of a hassle. You got to write them another check. But we didn't find, and what I will tell you is we've been given those guarantees with Groupons, and so let's say there's, out of all the Groupons, not everybody does object. Some people just pay you. So let's say we, you know, half of them are objecting and half of them we give a money back guarantee to. We've only had one person ask for a cancellation so far, and we haven't even finished trying to keep them. So we may not have them cancel. I mean, you know, when somebody tries to cancel, we always try to work with them to try to get their kid in, and this was a cancel based on we really want to do it, but we didn't have the time, so we're going to try to get them back in. So we don't even know if that one's going to actually cancel or not.
Quick question for Matt Moody. Was there a little blip in the line there for a second, or was it fine?
I didn't hear a blip. Could everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I had been in and out here in the background, but then I disconnected the line. I was afraid it was going to disconnect the conference line, but apparently it didn't, so I'll stop interrupting.
No, it's okay, sir. Anyway, let's review the objection overcoming, though, because everybody, one of the reasons I think that we got jumped into this, that I've been asked to talk about it is when we started getting Groupons, we still had a pretty good close rate. The reason that we have a good close rate is because that's the normal system we use. So I would encourage everybody, don't just use this on Groupon, but if anybody wants to talk to your spouse, just like Carol, just like you asked, if it's a Groupon, if they want to delay for some reason, then the money-back guarantee is the right answer. If there's a commitment objection, like, well, I don't know if I want to do it for that long, I'm not sure he's old enough, there's some sort of commitment, then we give a right to cancel. So we do exactly the same thing, understand how you feel. Some of our best students felt that way when they first got started, and they found that this was the best thing they'd ever done for their kids. But to make sure you feel comfortable, we're going to give you a 30-day right to cancel. That way, if in the first month you don't think this is the best thing you've ever done for your kids, just let us know and we'll cancel the program, no questions asked. So let's get Johnny started. And the advantage of the right to cancel, of course, is that we don't have to write them a check if they do cancel. And the main reason I care about that, I don't really care about writing them a check or giving the money back guarantee. So for some of you, depending on your staff, you may want to just always do the money back guarantee so nobody has to think. You know, and maybe some of you can relate to that your staff, you don't have to train them to think about one option or another. But if they're a little bit more sophisticated and they can handle and they can handle the choice, then the right to cancel is better because the cancel rate on right to cancel is slightly better over time. You know, we don't get a lot of cancels anyway, but if they know that they've already paid and they're not going to get money back, then they're more willing to stay with it. If they know that if they cancel, they get a check back, then maybe they'll be a little bit more likely to cancel. But we really haven't found a big difference in those two. This is just the way we do it. So Groupon, we put in the money back guarantee issue because their option with Groupon is they can do the Groupon for a whole 2 months and then make a decision later. Well, we don't want to make it so they think that way. We want to make it so they can do the new program, the one that we offer, and they don't have to, you know, they don't have to have any risk. If they decide to do that and they think it's the best thing, they can just cancel. But if they don't do it, now here's another point to put on your list. Before I do that, any other questions about how we're doing the risk reversal?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Sir, I don't have any questions on that. But we're doing the 30-day money-back guarantee, and we still have half the people refuse to do that. They won't even sign the 30-day money-back guarantee. They'll just say, no, we're not doing anything today. We're going to think about it, or no, we're just going to do our Groupon. I mean, so even that 30-day money-back guarantee isn't sure being a big incentive to them. We've done the sheet with them. Here's where you're saving today if you do it today. And I don't know, maybe it's just we're not showing the value in the intro, and they just don't see the value in it. I don't know.
Well, Master Weisel, that's a good point, and everybody should have that on their list. That everything we're talking about now is kind of after the fact. And you got to get, especially for you guys, you all got staff and people that you're dealing with, and they're all going to come to you and say that people didn't want to buy because it was too expensive, or people didn't want to buy because they just said no. And most of the time, there's value in the front end. But I don't know that that's your case, because you and I have talked about that before. Let's talk a little bit about the way you're doing the offer, and then let's see if we can identify something. On the 30-day money-back guarantee, if you do have trouble with that and they still don't want to do that, I would recommend giving them the Groupon money back, too, because that makes the guarantee more extreme. So that would be step one, is see if that makes a difference. If it does, then I would just do that, and then that solves your problem. Pardon me?
You mean at the time, at the intro, or you would just say, well, if you know, within 30 days,
you don't feel this is the best thing you've ever done, then give the Groupon money back?
No. I mean, at the intro. So if you say, how do you want to take care of the down? How do you take care of the whatever you're asking them for the first month? And they say, no, I just want to do the Groupon. So let me go through that process. We say, well, that's okay, but remember, you only receive the savings for trading the Groupon if you use it today. So we've got to first do that, too. And that's the other part I was getting to. Well, let me make sure that's clear for everybody, and then we'll diagnose it a little bit more. So if they don't accept the money-back guarantee, so we offer them the money-back guarantee, then we say, well, that's fine. If you want to do the Groupon now and then enroll later, you can do that. But it will cost you the full $500 down, so you won't save the money. And you'll have to pay the regular rate, which in this case that wouldn't matter. But you wouldn't save the full $500. You'd have to pay that full amount down. And then we just shut up. So we just shut up, and then they say, okay, that's fine, which really, everybody on the call, you got to understand they're lying. They don't really think it's fine. So we've offered them the money-back guarantee, and we're giving them a $500 savings. There's no reason that they should say no at this point, logically. I think everybody would agree with that, except for some reason, either, number one, they don't see value, or number two, which is probably more common, is that they don't understand it clearly. Okay. So one question to ask yourself, and Master Bible's asking the question, but for everybody on the call, is did you explain it clearly? And most of the time we don't explain these things clearly, number one, because we're either talking too fast or we didn't take them step by step through the process. So very, very common that we're talking so fast. If I offered the money-back guarantee like this, if I said, And to make sure you feel comfortable, we'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. That way, if in the first month you don't think it's the best thing you've ever done for your kid, just let us know and we'll refund your money. No questions asked. So let's get Johnny started. Now, if I send it that fast to you and you're a civilian and you don't know anything about this, you probably didn't even hear it or understand it. Okay? So one thing to make sure of is you're slow enough when you do process. And this is great to practice with your staff or whoever you can practice with. Just say, when you get to the money-back guarantee part, you say, we'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. That way, in the first month, if you don't think this is the best thing you've ever done for your kid, just let us know and we'll refund your money, no questions asked. So let's get Johnny started. Hey, that would be one way to say it. Did anybody think that was too slow?
No.
No, okay. I would bet you guys $100 if you tape yourself doing that with a customer, you're about twice as fast. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, I know I am.
But, okay. Right. Yeah, and so they just don't get it. Now, if you do the more aggressive risk reversal, which is the 30-day plus the Groupon money, then it's even more, you've got to even slow down a little more. So to make sure you feel comfortable, I'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. That way, if in the first month, you don't think this is the best thing you've ever done for your kid, just let us know and we'll refund your money. And I'll give you the $30 back that you paid for Groupon. No questions asked. So let's get Johnny started and save the money. So if you slow down and do it, now that I'm going to give you the $30 that you paid for Groupon back to. Okay? So now, let's say we do that, and let's say they still say no. I just want to do the Groupon. Then we have to make sure that we remind them, that's okay, but remember, you receive the savings for trading the Groupon value only if you trade the Groupon in today. So, if you don't do this now, you're going to have to pay the full $500 down. But remember, now here's the other part, everybody. Remember to tell them this. You have to pay the full $500 down. Remember, if you do it now, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. And reiterate it. If you don't think in the first month this is the best thing you've ever done, we'll give you all the money back. So this is a much better way to get going. Okay. Okay. I'm not sure that anybody here, you know, everybody that's asked questions I've met and know, I'm not sure that I would work the, I mean, I wouldn't ignore the value. You know, are you providing enough value? I would ignore that. But I would probably guess that it's following through on the money-back guarantee. And then when they don't want to do it, just reiterate. They don't save the money. But, hey, look, you get a – and be really relaxed. It's like, hey, look, you get a money-back guarantee. If you don't think it's really awesome, then we're going to give you your money back. And if they persist, so they say – well, I just want to do the Groupon. So you're really not interested in them continuing after they do the Groupon? And really engage them in that conversation. Because if they say, no, we just want to do the Groupon and then we want to quit. Okay, so you're not, so what happened, you know, whatever. Then we probably had a value issue. But most of the time they're going to say, no, you know, after the Groupon maybe we'll decide to do it. That's what they're going to say most of the time if you're really upfront with them. But most of the time we don't want to ask that question because we think that's what they're saying. They're not really saying that. They're mostly saying they want to do the Groupon and then we'll see. And if they want to do the Groupon and then we'll see, we gave them the perfect option. So I would stick with that a little longer. Do you think that would help, Master Beisel?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. We're not doing that. We're not saying it like that right now, and I haven't actually sat in with my staff when they've done the intros, but I know I talk fast, and I know when I explain things to them, I talk fast, so they might be doing the same thing, so I just, like you said, I haven't really listened to them in an actual intro.
Yeah, we're not doing staff training, we're not talking about staff training specifically today, but I would encourage everybody in terms of staff training, I do this too. Is that I know the material well, and I'm trying to rush through it because I want them to practice. So I role-play it for them, and I do it so fast. And then, man, I got people that are normally slow talkers, and they go a million miles an hour. You know, so you've got to slow down with the, I would tell you for every script you do, and this applies to upgrades as well. I mean, upgrades is, everything we tell these people, we have to understand they're civilians and they don't know what we're talking about. And so as we move forward and talk about this stuff, we have to really take it step by step. Otherwise, they don't get it. So practice speed, practice tone, practice, you know, make the guys relax when you do it with the staff. And honestly, for everybody on the call, when you practice it with your staff, you're going to, if you practice slowing down, you're going to get really good at it when you do it with your customers. Okay? All right. If they don't do it, let's talk a little bit about what happens if they don't do the Groupon. I mean, if they don't do the basic program or they don't do the first program. And this applies to, I think somebody needs to mute that there because I hear some loud noises. Somebody's still kind of loud. But let's say they don't do the basic program. They decide to do the Groupon instead. One thing that has a couple of things to watch out for that people have made mistakes on, so I'll just in general in the call. The classic one was the person who told me, yeah, you know, I get about 50% of the Groupon to enroll, but the other 50% that don't enroll, they're a pain in the butt. I said, what do you mean? And she told me that the people that were on Groupon that didn't enroll in the basic program were, you know, complaining about the class time, complaining about where they put their stuff, complaining about everything. And so my next question was, well, when you enroll people in the basic program, what do you do? And she goes, well, when we enroll them, we go through a step-by-step list of things they need to do next and where they put their stuff and how they, you know, find out their information on the Internet, where their web page is, and all the different things we do. I said, well, what do you do with the Groupon people? And then she stopped and she realized, well, with the Groupon people, if they didn't sign up for the program, they didn't follow their normal processes. So, and then what happened is the Groupon people were a pain in the butt because they didn't tell them where to put their shoes, they didn't tell them where to put their gear, they didn't tell them all the stuff that they do. So make sure when the Groupon people, if they don't enroll, which should only be 30% of the time or so, if they don't enroll, that you treat them really good and treat them like students and have them do the same processes that the students would do. So that's part one. If you don't do that, then the Groupon people will end up being a pain in the butt. And that's why we get reports of these Groupon, oh, I hate the Groupon people, they're bad quality leads, which is silly because Groupon people generally are above the median income for a population. So they shouldn't be low quality leads, they should be good leads, they're just a little different. The next thing about it, if they don't enroll, is make sure that you use the class, 15 classes, not just for them to come in for class. You want to make sure that you ask them to enroll every time they come in. What we do is we ask them to enroll and we still will give them that first day deal if they come in their next class. But by about the third or fourth class, we move them right to an upgrade process. So anybody who hasn't enrolled at that point, we do a progress check with them in 2 weeks automatically, and then we and move them into leadership or our master club program, whichever one is best for them. Okay? So that way you're not having to keep asking them to buy. Then they finally buy the basic program, and then we ask them to upgrade later. So if that's your sales process, you should make sure that if they stay with you in Groupon too long, you move them right to the next level program. The other thing is how they use their 16 classes. One way that we have them use their 16 classes, and Master Tracy Thomas was on the call a few weeks ago about this as well, that they have a parent orientation. You can have different activities for the kids to do. And when they take those, we tell them those things are required, and those cost you 4 class credits or 3 class credits. We've been having a lot of success with having them take the Master Club class or the Leadership class, and when they take those classes, we charge them 2 or 3 class credits respectively. So then they come in for their first class or two. We say, well, hey, I'd like you to try the Master Club class. It just takes 2 class credits to do. They take that class. But those 2 things, one is you introduce them to the upgraded program that you want to upgrade them to anyway. The second thing is it implies that that program has double the value of the one that they started in. Okay? So now when you want to enroll them in leadership or one of your Master Club or whatever you call your upgraded programs, now there's an inherent value proposition that started. And we have pretty good success getting people coming right out of, they do the group fund because they refuse to enroll in the basic program, but then we move them right to an upgraded program. And then that's a win anyway. You don't really care. You don't really care if they get the basic program first because now they've upgraded. Okay. Hopefully that makes sense from that point of view. So a couple of do's and don'ts. And please interrupt with some questions here too. Make sure that you ask for the enrollment the first day or first or second day, depending on your class normal enrollment process. Some people are doing a two-day, a two-step enrollment process, which is fine. It's whenever you were going to ask for them to enroll in the basic program, ask them for the enrollment no later than the second day. You got to keep asking them to enroll during the Groupon. You also have to make sure that they are well-educated on what your class expectations are, so they're good students. Some things not to do is don't let them use the Groupon if you can avoid it without offering a very big discount and preferably off a decent-sized down payment. Whatever you do, don't wait until the last day, their 16th class, to ask them to enroll. That would be the worst possible time to ask them. And the last, and don't be upset if some don't enroll. Just because I had somebody call me the other day and they were complaining about their enrollment, this was about 2 weeks ago, in Groupons. And they said, I said, well, how many Groupons did you have come in? And they said, 10. Well, how many did you enroll? They enrolled 8. Well, that's fine. That was 80% close rate. Why are you upset about the 2 that didn't enroll? You're always going to have some that don't enroll, and we don't want to fixate on that. That's why we do at NAPMA, we try to do a really good job about keeping you on your numbers and keeping track of the numbers. Because sometimes we get upset because of those 1 or 2 that we miss, but really, if we're enrolling 80% of them, we're doing great. If you were enrolling 100% of them, I'd almost think that we had a problem, that we didn't get enough, we didn't do good enough marketing because we weren't reaching far enough with our outreach that we would get some people that wouldn't enroll. So, you know, keep really good track of your numbers so that you know the answer there. Anything else? What other questions do you guys have? That's kind of, hopefully I gave you some ideas on how you can do better conversion.
And if they don't have enough money, truly?
Okay, so that's the third objection. And, you know, it depends on the way that they object. They might say something like this, and to help your staff identify what is really a money objection and what isn't a money objection. It's not a money objection if you present the program, if I say it's $300 down and $200 a month, and they say to you, boy, that's really expensive. That's not an objection. If they say to you, boy, that's really expensive, we don't say anything. We just go wait for them to pay us. So we ask, how do you want to take care of the initial installment in the first month? And they say that's expensive. We just shut up. So let's make sure we don't get them a phone call back there. So don't get those confused. Can we mute that phone call back there? So don't get those confused. So let's say somebody rode their bike in and they really have a money issue. We say, how do you want to take care of the whatever your down payment is? Let's say it's $300 down and $200 a month. How do you want to take care of the $300 to get started in the first month? And they say, well, I can't pay for that. That's too expensive for me. You want it, back to the steps that we said before, follow a simple order for people. We just say, well, how much can you take care of the down payment? How much of the down payment could you take care of? And if they say $50, say, okay, great, let's take care of that now, get the $50, and then get the next. Let's say it's a problem with the monthly payment. And they say, yeah, but I just can't take care of the $200 a month. Well, how much can you take care of? And they say $150. Then we can spread the payments. So instead of paying, in our case, 12 months for the basic program, they pay 18 months. They simply train for 12 months, but they pay it off over more time. And this is back to the same issue that Hi asked about what's that initial installment for, what's that down payment for. That's just the first payment. That's just the first installment. So if they pay more, their monthly payments go down. If they pay less, their payments go up. They're buying a program of this much length. Okay? So that's what you do. I don't think in your area, actually, Carol, you probably have too many people that can't afford it.
No, actually we do. We have a lot of Hispanics and people from Thailand in my particular area. And they
okay.
do, and they really, truly don't have money. And I never
okay.
did, you know, give them 18 months and they'll pay for 12 months because I thought, well, then what are they going to do after that? Sign up for the next one and just basically we're giving them, you know, a third off? What happens?
You're not giving them a third, you're not giving them a third off. You're going to make them pay another 6 months, but they don't get to train.
Well, so there it is. They don't get to train for 6 months. And
yeah.
at that point,
yeah,
have you found that they want it so bad that they don't want to have 6 months off?
You know, what we find is that when you, and other people can probably, that are doing on the call can probably reiterate this. What we find is when we offer that, mm-hmm. usually one of two things happen. Either they don't do it, or they just end up paying you.
Hmm.
Most of the time. So let's say, you know, we don't get many of those. And I think, Carol, I would say if you're getting a lot of those, I would want us maybe at the next one-on-one call to go through the way you're doing your sales process to see whether there's something else going on that's causing you to get that issue more. Okay?
We get it, you know, less than 10%. But, you know, they're just like, well, we just don't have the money. You know,
less than 10%, less than 10%, maybe that's not an issue. But I would offer that, and then if your overall conversion rate for the whole group is still at 80%, then again, I don't want us to stress about trying to get from 80 to. If your conversion rate's 80% or better, don't worry about it. If your conversion rate is 90%, there's no reason for us to try to make it 98.
Okay.
I would work on other stuff. You know, I work on getting more upgrades, or I'd work on getting more people in, or I'd work on other things. But if your conversion rate's 80% or better, I mean, for this call, purposes of this call, it's the concept that the Groupon conversion rates are not what they should be. And we're kind of running out of time. I think we have scheduled an hour here. But, you know, in general, if your regular conversion rates for normal walk-ins that aren't Groupon are less than 80%, then the first thing we should try fixing is your sales system in general. We should try fixing that, not get fixated on Groupon per se. But if Groupon's worse than your regular closing rate, then hopefully you've got a few things that you can use. Number one, make sure the offer is good enough. Number two, make sure that your guarantee is strong enough so that they feel comfortable. And number three, make sure that you have really good follow-up and try to get them enrolled later. Okay? Because even if you don't enroll 60% or 70% on the first day, as long as you get a bunch of those later, again, the overall number is going to be fine, and you're going to be in good shape with them. So I think that covers most of it. Any last questions before we finish up? What do you guys think? Can anybody share, like, maybe what they think their first thing they got to do that's different now? I know Master Beisel said you said that would work better to slow down and do the offer that way. So anybody else have some ideas from the call?
Well, just my main thing is the first thing I need to do is get that the answers memorized before the next person comes in, because I didn't use those kind of answers at all.
Okay.
To the objections.
Okay, well, that's one reason we taped this, too, so you guys can listen to it later and see and hear it as well. Anybody else have anything that they know will help them, or at least they think might help them next time?
Yes, this is Chester.
Yeah.
When I converted a Groupon here recently, I had figured, you know, they basically paid for 16 classes, and in the Groupon it says it has to be used within a 3 month period. So, you know, typically that's only 2 months worth of classes. So I gave them basically 3 months, their first month, 3 months free on a 12-month program, and then didn't start the payments until that fourth month. And whereas you guys presented to, you know, you still show them a lot of savings, so they save up front, but you're still getting money right up front in the next month. So I'm just leaving money on the table, and I think that'll help a lot too.
Good, good. Okay. And you know, don't forget to get these guys upgraded in the first couple weeks to couple months at the latest. You know, still do the upgrade, and if whatever they saved, you know, we, on the upgrade, just to, for clarity's sake here, when we do upgrade them in a couple weeks, we give them that same discount off the upgrade. So let's say they don't do the basic program. They do the basic program, they already save the money. But if they don't do the basic program and they move to the upgrade, we just give them that same savings off the upgrade. So that's a way to jump start into doing, you know, getting these guys directly to upgrade. Okay, any last questions from anybody? Okay, well, we finished right on time, I guess. Master Oliver, you still on the line there? Probably muted. All right, well, I think that's it. Well, thank you very much, everybody. Please let us know and email us if you've got any other follow-up concerns or questions, or we can handle that at your one-on-one calls coming up, so that we can get to anything really specific that you have to deal with. If you do have things on your sales system that, you know, where you're not converting up to 80%, please send that. Maybe send what you're doing to us on an email, or send that in before. That way, we can take a look at it when we're at your call as well. Okay. Hope everybody has a great rest of your day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. You're welcome.
So what are these two sheets going to be used for?
The presentation for the leadership and the master plan program.
And what is it on here that makes this look better than this?
This includes everything that's in there.
So you're not teaching life skills at all in the basic and master club?
Yes, I am. That's why I liked it the way I had it, but you didn't like it.
Well, that's not what I would have put in there. I would have put what you personally gained from it.
What should I put in there?
I'd have to go back. We had a lot of verbiage in there I liked. Like here, could you put the ability to compete for titles and the things that come with a leadership now? And
well, that's an add-on, remember? That's the championship package. If they sign up for leadership, then you show them the championship package. Anytime they want to go to a tournament, you ask them if they want to buy the championship package.
I thought you were going to get away from that and have everybody be in that.
I thought when you talked about that on the phone, you were okay with it.
No, I thought you were talking about it between this and that, not between... That's the way I understood it. You have your basic program, and this would be the... No, I see what you mean. Instead of calling it leadership, you call it. So you're not charging double for this, Bev.
This is the in-school leadership program.
Because to me, I don't see much extra value from this to this. Specialty training, could there be something in there about technical skills, developing strong technical skills, or anything like that, or is it just going to be more athletic?
Write up another one and write what you think should be in there.
If I was a parent,
the black should be the benefit. get upset because you leave me so stalled out. I cannot do anything. I can't get anything rolling unless I make some decisions.
No, but
every time I make a decision, you rip into me.
Well, some of it is.